Welcome to Beyond the Headlines. I'm Esther Chiamichili. UNR has several successful sports programs, even though many of them lack proper training facilities. Athletic Director Doug Knuth took me on a campus tour to see the impact Nevada's teams have on one another. From the dirt lot behind Pacoli Park, where the rifle team trains and competes, we cross Evans Street.
So now we're standing literally on the train tracks that run parallel to Evans Street, which is the east side of University campus.
So this is for folks that remember this. This is the old Minogue High School property before Minogue High School moved to the south part of town. This was given to the university, and it was converted into an athletics facility. So on the south end of the property is our softball field. So softball practices and plays there, and it's a beautiful complex, a beautiful field. On the north end of this property, there's a big open field right now, but this is where our track team currently does their field events. So the jumps, so you see the long jump and the triple jump and the high jump, and then you have the cage over here where they do the shot puts, and then you have the stuff over here for the that's the shot put on this end. So they currently practice here. In the future, we want to build a tennis complex here. So the tennis courts that, you know, are former tennis courts that you can't use anymore. The dream is to build 6 outdoor tennis courts over here, move the track throwing and jumping stuff onto the west end of the lot, and use that field in a better way. So 6 outdoor tennis courts there, and maybe down the road someday, which my dream is to have 6 indoor tennis courts or 6 covered tennis courts there as well. There's an interesting thing in all of northern Nevada. There's only 4 indoor tennis courts, and it's at a private club that you can't play. So if we build some covered tennis courts, some indoor tennis courts here, we instantly become the only public access indoor tennis in all of northern Nevada. So you figure all the lake communities, the Carson, Minden, Gardnerville, Fernley, Fallon, all of Reno Sparks. I mean, people that have an interest in tennis when it's 35 degrees outside and you don't want to play outside would have the availability to come here and play tennis. And you can have junior programs, and you can have leagues and adult leagues and junior leagues. You can have high school tennis teams practice here in the wintertime, which right now they don't. And certainly for our men's and women's tennis teams, have a great venue for them to be able to play on campus again and be able to host matches and host tournaments and stuff here. So,
well, you know, and I understand that the track itself is a big undertaking, you know, at a quarter mile round, 400 meters. But since you already have these track training grounds here, why not add to it and put a track around it as well?
We've actually looked at that, and it doesn't fit.
It's still too big?
400-meter track wouldn't fit here with the other parts, the throwing and the jumps, and it wouldn't fit here.
Wow.
That's how big a track is. It's hard to imagine when you see it, Mackey Stadium. You can almost, if you turn and look and you say, like, all right, could you take Mackey Stadium and place it right here? The answer is no. It's not quite big enough.
Huh.
So, yeah, we've looked, and we try to figure out how to do, you know, put a track over here with a field in the middle where you can play soccer, you know, and move soccer and track out of Mackey Stadium and put it here, and it's just not quite big enough.
But you gave it the thought.
Oh, yeah.
So your dream is tennis courts.
Yeah, so tennis courts here, and then the track practice area here. And that does leave space for an extra field. There is space there to have another flat field for intramurals and club sports, maybe another practice field for soccer or football if they ever needed it for some reason. But, you know, there is room for that, but it would just be a flat field. You wouldn't be able to put bleachers in or stands or anything else. It would just be an open flat field for mostly, I think, intramurals and club sports, but which is a big need on our campus.
So, if you could have one wish, what would
peace.
It be?
World peace. Oh, you mean for...
this isn't athletics. A Miss America contest. I would vote for you.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Sure.
One wish, like a facility that we need that needs to get done in soon rather than later, probably our field house project.
what we were talking about over there were the tennis courts.
Yeah, that's the indoor practice field. That's the indoor track. That has potential for such a huge impact for our university and I think for our community. So it's not just the football team gets to practice in there in the wintertime, or the baseball team or the softball team or the track team. I think it'd be huge for our students. Right now, our students on campus, the club teams, we have a really good club lacrosse team. We have a really good club rugby team. We have tons of students. I mean, we have almost 20,000 students right now. And in the wintertime, intramurals are hard for them, you know, to play intramural flag football or ultimate frisbee or whatever else. I mean, they're outside sometimes in the wintertime in February and March, and it's like 25 degrees out. And it's frigid, and I think this would be a wonderful opportunity for them to be able to do inside activities throughout the winter. And then again, like I said before, for our community, it's just a huge impact to be able to host more community events up here, youth sports in the wintertime, t-ball, volleyball, soccer, all those things to be indoor in the wintertime. It would be a huge thing. That doesn't exist right now in our community. So hopefully, if I had one wish, that would be the first one, to get that project done. But we haven't talked basketball practice facility. I'll show you one more facility here if you have time.
The basketball team doesn't practice at Lawler?
That is a great question, and the answer is no.
We step off the train tracks and head back toward Lawler Event Center, but we couldn't go inside, so we took a detour and ended up at the Lombardi Center.
30 years ago, almost 31 years ago now, the state legislature appropriated funds from slot tax revenue to build Thomas and Mack in the South and to build Lawler here. And at the time, the legislature said both of these buildings have to be self-supporting. They cannot take money away from the educational mission of the university. They can't take money away from academics. And so that's still the mandate today. And so Thomas and Mack and Lawler have to hold other activities and events. So they have, this weekend they have professional bull rodeo. They had Disney Junior there 2 weeks ago. They have Sesame Street Live coming in a couple weeks. They have high school graduations. We have high school basketball tournaments. A lot of other activities throughout the year. But what that means is our men's and women's basketball teams don't practice in there all the time. So when they have the PBR here this weekend, our basketball teams are practicing in the old gym, the Virginia Street Gym. And when they have high school graduations or they have a convention or some sort in the Lawler Event Center, the basketball teams get moved out. So I bet they only practice in that building maybe less than half the time. So they're in Virginia Street Gym the other half. And so that causes a real challenge for our coaches. And again, from a recruiting perspective, that's a big deal. And so recruits nowadays ask, they walk into Lawler and say, this is a beautiful building, but where do you practice? Show me your practice center. In the spring of 2017, the university will open a brand new student rec center, the EL Wiegand Fitness Center, on the parking lot just to the south of Lawler. And so essentially they will vacate the Lombardi Rec Center, which is where we're standing now. And so the gym space in Lombardi Rec Center will be transferred over to athletics. We'll renovate this and make this a basketball practice center for men's and women's basketball teams. And so at that point, if Lawler Event Center is being rented out for professional bull riding or Sesame Street or whatever it is, we're no longer disadvantaging our men's and women's basketball teams. They can now come here and practice. In fact, they will practice here every day, and then they'll compete in Lawler. So we're talking about renovating this space and putting in a new floor, new lights. We call it Wolfpack It Up, meaning Wolfpack stuff all around the walls and make it really feel like the home of Wolfpack basketball.
You can hear this entire three-part series on UNR sports programs and how they impact each other at KUNR.org.